You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Labelling grocery products with the amount of added sugar they contain may not make much of a difference to consumers' shopping habits. This is according to new research from Australia in collaboration with Cleona Nwerku from the University of Auckland. I spoke to Cleona this morning and started by asking whether she was surprised by these results.
Well, I guess we were a little surprised that none of the labels that we tested had any consistent effect on consumer behaviour or intended behaviour. But that said, there's a lot of evidence out there and it's pretty mixed. I would say what we do know is that labels alone don't have a significant impact on purchasing behaviour at a total population level. But what they do have is an influence on the behaviour of people who are particularly interested in labels and check them. And the other thing is that they do have indirect effects as well, because they can support lots of other actions that can be taken to encourage healthier diets and healthier eating. So labelling is still important from that point of view. And also, it's important to note that consumers themselves really want better labelling and they want to understand what's in their food better than they do at the moment. So some of these labels that we tested could definitely guide where we need to go with simpler and better labelling.
In Australia, where this research was undertaken, there is no requirement for packaged foods to display added sugar content anywhere on the packaging. What rules and regulations do we have for this sort of thing in New Zealand?
Well, the rules and regulations for New Zealand are the same as Australia because we have a joint food standards code. So currently in New Zealand, when you go shopping, if you look at the back of the pack of most packaged food, you'll see that there's a nutrition information panel. And that details the nutritional content of major nutrients in the food. At the moment, what's listed on those labels is total sugar content. But where we're trying to move to support our dietary guidelines better, is to be more explicit about how much of that sugar in food is added sugar versus the natural sugars that are present in some foods. Because our dietary guidelines encourage us to minimize our intake of foods with added sugars, not necessarily those foods that contain natural sugars.
Do you think that consumers may be confused as to what foods have high sugar content? I'm thinking things like muesli bars or yogurt, which we think of as healthy, but have quite a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah, I think there is quite a bit of confusion out there, particularly for those kinds of food categories that you've highlighted. Another category is breakfast cereals that sometimes get a little bit of a health halo because they often have claims, you know, saying that they're high in protein or high in fiber, and that sometimes the high sugar content of products can be masked by those claims. So that's really what's driving a push for clearer labeling of added sugars, so that it's clearer in those food categories that, you know, can sometimes be a little bit grey or can have a really wide range of sugar content across products.
Do you worry that this research may be used kind of as ammunition for opponents to nutrition information labels, for them to be like, see, it doesn't make a difference, so why would we let everyone know how much sugar is in our food?
I think it's possible it could be used in that way, but I think the bottom line is that consumers themselves really want better labelling of added sugar. They want to know what's in their food, and they want to be able to use that information when they want to make a healthier choice. And that's really the bottom line, that as consumers, we have a right to know what's in our food, and the labelling at the moment is probably a little bit obscure, particularly for those who do want to make lower sugar choices. So I think that's the bottom line. I also think that focusing more on added sugars could have indirect effects, in the sense that it might encourage the food industry to look again at the sugar content of their products if it's a little bit clearer that most of the sugar that's in there is actually being added. There's definitely evidence out there that might encourage industry to try and reduce the sugar content of their foods. And that's something that could have a benefit across all consumers and the whole population, irrespective of whether or not they read labels.
That was Auckland Uni's Cleona Nerwurku chatting to me about her research into added sugar labelling on grocery products.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.